Lots of people are winning in the McDonald's quality game.
Everybody here at McDonald's is playing the game, Earl.
No wonder. A person could win a Big Mac sandwich.
Or thousands of dollars. Over 50 million prizes available. Instant winners, too, from Coca-Cola, up to $500,000. We can win big.
So come on and play.
At McDonald's.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. 16 years or older to play. Game scheduled to end May 23rd, but date may vary in your area. Game rules and final date details at participating McDonald's.
No other wine is like Manischewitz. Everyone who's tried it knows it's true. Nobody merely likes Manischewitz. You'll love it through and through.
Of all the special tastes of Manischewitz, America's longtime favorite is cream white. There's no other wine like it. Get together with cream white and let it pour.
Get together with Manischewitz. Let it pour. Let it pour.
Manischewitz Wine Company, New York.
Some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, to drink my wine, come and dig my earth.
Tainted love. Run away, I've got to get away. You don't really want any more from me to make things right. You need someone to hold you tight, and you think love is to pray. But I'm sorry, I don't pray that way. Once I ran to you, though you hurt me so. Now I'm gonna pack my things and go. Tainted love, tainted love, tainted love, tainted love. Touch me, baby, taint me, love. Touch me, baby, taint me, love. Tainted love.
The reason we're here as man and woman is to love each other, take care of each other. When love walks in the room, everybody stand up. Oh, good, good, good. Like Brigitte Bardot. Now look at the people in the streets, in the bars. We are all of us in the gutter. Some of us are looking at the stars. Look round the room. Life is unkind. We fall, but we keep getting up. Over and over and over. The heavens above. Talk to me, darling, with a message of love. Now the reason we're here, every man, every woman, is to help each other, stand by each other. When love walks in the room, everybody stand up.
Jensen Farley Pictures. Tom Sullivan is a singer.
Carry on.
A lover.
So I got lucky a couple times.
Couple of times. Compared to you, the rape of Sabine women is like a casual afternoon outing.
And a daredevil. He's an all-American guy. Except for one thing.
Your friend is blind?
More or less.
Then why was he driving?
Because he's the only one who's sober.
If you can see what I hear, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Starts Friday at a theater near you. See your newspaper for showtimes.
It's the last days of sale time at Matthews, so hurry yourself to the top of the hill right now for the Bay Area's lowest prices, like the Pioneer 7-band equalizer booster for your car. The other guys put it on sale for $109. Matthews has it for $99. The Panasonic Super Slim Stereo Radio with headphones that the department stores put on sale for $99. It's just $82 at Matthews. Panasonic's newest and best home video recorder with wireless remote control and all kinds of special effects. You've seen it advertised elsewhere for well over $1,000, but it's just $947 at Matthews. A 13-inch color portable from GE is still only $255 while supplies last at Matthews. Maxell Premium 6-Hour Videotape, $12.98. No minimum, no limit, but you must buy now. We'll be open till at least 9, weekdays and Saturdays, Sundays till 6. Matthews, 6400 Mission Street, top of the hill, Beatty City.
On May 3rd, we're all going to lose one of San Francisco's original and finest rock and roll radio stations, KSFX.
So when the music's over...
KSFX went on the air in 1971 with the original San Francisco Experience rock format. On May 3rd, KSFX will have completed 11 years of broadcasting, signing off the air with the best rock and roll in San Francisco. To salute the end of an era, KSFX presents to you When the Music's Over, the Last 11 Days. Each day we'll reflect on the music, events, and the magic that made KSFX and San Francisco radio special. It would not be fair to say goodbye without acknowledging 11 great years of rock and roll. When the Music's Over, the Last 11 Days on KSFX.
She loved me, leave green. Then we went. So you know that somebody isn't punching the time clock for me. I'm here, and it's 6:46. Capon is sick. We're getting this together, see, where he's going to be here one day, and I'm not going to be here one day, and I'm going to be here the next day, and he's not going to be. It's our little plan. This is Dave Kennan for Stephen Capon at 104 KSFX.
Maybe, but you gotta stand trial. I know you've deceived me. Now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. The Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal, nice to see on clear days. Thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. But it's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna need that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles.
Ten minutes before 7 o'clock at KSFX, it's time for the Rosie Allen Show. Last time we heard from you, I believe, was about quarter after 6. This is just a rumor, but when you came on the intercom and said, inform Mr. Capon there will not be a 6:20 newscast.
How did you know?
Of course, we had to inform you that there was no Mr. Capon this morning.
That's funny. Did you hear me when I did that?
No, I didn't. Louie just told me. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't going to mention any names. A reliable source just told me about it. But you do have news now, right?
I do
Something
have news
did
now.
Happen between yesterday at 8:50 in the morning and this morning at 6:50.
Well, a lot of things happened, Dave. I'll tell you now that Secretary of State Haig is back in Washington this morning and will be telling President Reagan what he's done to try and end a possible war between Britain and Argentina. Meanwhile, Britain says that Haig's plans to head off the war appear to be unacceptable. And in Argentina, newspapers are calling Haig's proposal a dead-end street. While all of that was going on, Deputy Secretary of State Walter Stessel was meeting with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak in Cairo. Secretary Stessel says he is optimistic that the Israelis will leave the Sinai on schedule. Battle of the budget is still going on in Washington today, and so far it's not close to being wrapped up. President Reagan has plans to meet today with Republican leaders of the Congress while budget negotiators continue talking about the 1983 spending plan. And the Reagan administration has made it harder for U.S. citizens to travel to Cuba. The latest plan threatens most Americans with fines and even prison sentences for visiting that island. The Russians say they plan to send up an unmanned space station, Salyut 7. They're going to do it into an Earth orbit, and that's part of a planned joint French and Soviet manned venture, which is set to happen sometime this summer. And in Houston, NASA announced the names of the first American woman and the first black scheduled to go into space. Dr. Sally Ride will be on board the 7th Space Shuttle mission next year, and Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Guy Bluford will be in the crew of the 8th. A report published in Washington today says that the U.S. will sell about $30 billion worth of arms this year. That's about $8 worth of weapons for every man, woman, and child on Earth, in case you're interested. And the folks at Great America say the two unexplained stalls that wore down the drive tires on a roller coaster caused Sunday's accident in which 17 people were injured. A park official says there were two routine shutdowns of the Whizzer just before the accident happened. In KSFX Sports, both Bay Area baseball teams lost yesterday. Minnesota Twins beat the Oakland A's 5-2. San Diego Padres scored 13 runs, while the San Francisco Giants scored a respectable 6. Of course, they lost. Oakland Raider owner Al Davis was on the stand for the second day in a row. That's happening in the Raiders and L.A. Coliseum's antitrust suit against the National Football League. Atlanta Braves hope to become the first major league team in nearly a century to win their first 12 games. Braves now have an 11-game streak going and will host the Cincinnati Reds tonight. Meanwhile, the Chicago White Sox are getting in that same league. They're going after their 9th straight win tonight against the New York Yankees. Bay Area weatherman says the fair and warm temperatures will stay with us at least through tomorrow, with today's highs in the upper 70s and 80s. Folks, incidentally, who live over in the East Bay Hills can expect some strong gusty winds northeast out of the northeast at times today. Otherwise, it will be just another beautiful day. And, Dave, you'll be happy to know that since you're working early, you can enjoy most of the beautiful day. Right now, it's 60 degrees in Oakland, 58 at San Francisco Airport, 59 in San Jose, 53 in Redwood City, 56 in Marin, and it's 55 degrees at KSFX San Francisco, 655.
And more of the Bay Area's best rock and roll, which is why we're here this morning with, I don't know who this is.
All right.
little after 7 o'clock, 7:01 to be exact. It's Stephen's turn today. He's out sick. This is Dave Kent in with the Bay Area's best rock and roll on 104 KSFX.
I'm
pretty good stuff. In fact, we'll take it with no complaints. High today of 80. The forecast says another perfect day, and it's 55 at KSFX right now. Right now being 8 minutes after 7 o'clock, and this is Lover Boy.
You. What do you think? Can't you stop? I'm gonna make it together. once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep, pretty darling, do not cry, and I will sing a lullaby. We'll sing a lullaby. Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. I will sing a lullaby.
music off Abbey Road at 719 on KSFX.
Get more out of today.
You can tell who reads East Bay Today. It's the person who's always ahead of the game.
East Bay Today, terrific paper. Take sports. Page for page, it has a lot better sports than any other paper around. Sports you just can't find anywhere else.
Get more out of today.
Today's one paper that tells you what happens on the field and off. The writers are tough. I mean, they go beyond the surface and really dig. Then get to the point fast.
Get more news and more time to use it today.
Look, I never settle for second best, even in my newspaper. That's why I read Today. Every day.
For the best in sports, there's only one game in town. East Bay Today. Reach for the peach. Today.
Get more out today.
See what you've been missing during Macy's Big TV Sale. Save on an RCA 19-inch color track portable. Macy's closeout price only $449. You get remote control, automatic color correction, and it's cable ready. Or choose an RCA 25-inch color track console with remote. Macy's closeout price just $599. For great color and dependability, choose an RCA and see what you've been missing. Hurry, save during the Big TV Sale now at all Macy's.
Guess one thing you can be sure of, and that's that Stephen and I aren't having some kind of an affair. Because, you know, when I'm here, he's not, and when he's, we never seem to get it together, you know. It's 21 after 7 o'clock. Stephen called in lame today. I called in lame yesterday. But he's feeling rather lame around here lately. How are you this morning, Rosie? You got any news for us?
You didn't tell me it was my turn.
Creep. Oh, hey, Rosie, it's what? Your turn.
Well, just so happened, David.
That's why you're here.
That
tell
I'm
us what
here
happened.
And prepared.
All right.
Yes. And
go.
So.
Rosie Allen, wait a minute. Rosie Allen, you're on the air right now with
right
the news.
Go. All right, David. Thank you very much. The British Cabinet is meeting today to look over Secretary of State Haig's latest peace plan for ending the Falklands crisis. But the rumors are right now that that plan is not acceptable to the British. And while that's going on, Secretary of State Haig will be telling President Reagan what happened during his talks with Argentine leaders. A memorial to victims of the Nazi Holocaust will be built at the California Palace of the Legion of Honor. Mayor Dianne Feinstein also declared this week as Days of Remembrance for the 6 million Jews killed during the war. Lawyers for San Francisco International Airport are trying to stop Peninsula residents from winning noise pollution awards in small claims court. The airport has filed a suit saying that small claims court was intended to settle minor individual disputes and not to coerce changes in public policy, which is what the airport says those residents are trying to do. State health officials say they're worried about the number of cases of rubella at four high schools in San Jose, and so they've ordered a mass check of students' shot records. Rubella, in case you don't know, is commonly known as German measles. L.A. Mayor Tom Bradley and candidate for governor said yesterday that he supports the peripheral canal. Bradley said that the canal will meet Southern California water needs while enhancing the environment at the same time. And finally, a three-acre site in New York City's Central Park was renamed Strawberry Fields yesterday in honor of the late John Lennon. That site will contain plants and stones donated by 31 countries and a seedling which was germinated in outer space. I'll have a look at Bay Area weather after this.
The $20 million McDonald's quality game is still going on.
Here's your game stamp, folks.
Are there lots of winners?
Hundreds of thousands of possible winners every day.
Open up that stamp, Earl. We could win a Coca-Cola or thousands in cash.
You want a Big Mac sandwich?
Today a Big Mac. Tomorrow maybe $500,000.
So come on and play.
At McDonald's.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. 16 years or older to play. Game scheduled to end May 23rd, but date may vary in your area. Game rules and final date details at participating McDonald's.
From Jensen Farley Pictures, the first thing you'll notice about Tom Sullivan is his talent.
Carry on.
His charm.
You sure you don't want to come up to my room?
I don't think so.
You're going to miss my collection of porno braille etchings.
But the one thing you'll notice is what you won't notice.
Your friend is blind?
More or less.
Then why was he driving?
Because he's the only one who's sober.
If you could see what I hear, a true story. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Starts Friday at a theater near you. See your newspaper for showtimes.
Bay Area weatherman says fair and warmer temperatures all the way through tomorrow. Today's highs in the upper 70s and 80s. and overnight lows in the 40s and 50s. We won't think about those. Otherwise, we're going to have another beautiful day. Right now, it is 60 degrees in Oakland, 58 at San Francisco Airport, 59 in San Jose, 53 in Redwood City, 56 in Marin, and it's 55 degrees at 726. Dave Kent.
In for Stephen Capen.
In for Stephen Capen.
Thanks a lot, Rosie. Mm-hmm. See you in about a half an hour. Right?
Oh! Everybody, wake up. It's Foreigner Rock and Roll on 104 KSFX.
It's the Human League. My kind of people. 731 at 104 KSFX. Top story this hour is that we're expecting a high of about 80 around these parts. Another perfect day today with a high of about 80. It's 55 in San Francisco right now. The Alan Parsons Project on KSFX.
Thank you.
like that song a lot. That's why we played it. That's Bye Bye Love from the Cars at 750 at KSFX.
Feeling 7 up, I'm feeling 7 up. Sharing styles and sharing smiles, I'm feeling 7 up. It's a crisp, refreshing feeling. Crystal clear and light blue clear. America's turning 7 up, and it sure feels right.
It's ace relief pitcher Tug McGraw feeling 7-Up.
Hold it. Hold everything.
McGraw, what the...
Where's my 7-Up?
Your 7-Up? I don't know.
You know?
I don't know.
This cooler has every soda but my 7-Up.
It does.
Funny, no 7-Up. Here's Coke and Pepsi and Dr. Pepper.
So?
So they all have caffeine.
Caffeine?
Oh, no, not that.
I don't want caffeine.
Then take a Mountain Dew.
Or a Mellow Yellow.
You take them. I don't want them. They all have caffeine, too.
7-Up. Get the man a 7-Up.
Here's your 7-Up. Mr. McGraw?
My 7-Up. His 7-Up. Ah, crisp and clean with no caffeine. Now this is what you call a relieved pitcher.
Oh.
Crisp and clean, no caffeine, feeling 7-Up.
Macho, macho, macho shave. Chick Super 2 for the macho shave.
Get macho close with Chick Super 2. Each twin blade home to the ultimate sharp for shaves so close they're macho close. Fits Atra and Track 2 razors.
Macho, macho, macho shave. Chick Super 2 for the macho shave. Chick Super 2 for the macho shave.
And in the end.
On May 3rd, KSFX stops rocking and KGO FM starts talking. KSFX will have completed 11 years of broadcasting, signing off with the best rock and roll in San Francisco. Starting April 22nd at 6 a.m., KSFX presents to you When the Music's Over, the last 11 days. We'll reflect on the music, events, and the magic that made KSFX and San Francisco radio special. So before we start talking, we're gonna do plenty of rockin' with the Bay Area's best rock and roll. When the music's over, the last 11 days on KSFX.
We're starting our long, drawn-out 11 days of death this Thursday. God, I feel terrible. Is it all right for me to be a little, just a little...
Morbid?
Bitter was the word.
No, you can't be bitter, Dave.
I can't be bitter,
okay. Because it's not part of your personality.
Okay, I guess that's just the way it goes, then. It's 7:53. By the way, great rock and roll midnight tonight on the album feature. It's Asia album, their debut album. It's a good band. We'll play the whole thing for you at midnight tonight. Right now, some news with Rosie Allen at 7:53. Rosie?
Yeah, all right, Dave, thank you. British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher has said definitely not to the latest Argentine proposal to head off a possible war over the Falkland Islands. Thatcher says the plan falls short in some important aspects. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister and Foreign Secretary Francis Pym will be in Washington on Thursday to bring over a British counterproposal for solving that crisis. The Organization of American States is meeting in Washington today, and Argentina has asked that organization to take its side in the dispute with the British. White House will be holding ceremonies today to commemorate the deaths of 6 million Jews in Nazi concentration camps during World War II. Today's ceremony is part of a week-long Holocaust commemoration here in the U.S. United Auto Workers Union will be voting on a new contract concessions plan with American Motors today. Under that plan, AMC will invest part of their workers' salaries in the company. And members of the United Rubber Workers Union will also be voting this week to on a new contract with B.F. Goodrich. The plan calls for no general wage increase for the next 3 years, but does include a cost of living raise. U.S. has asked Japan to okay a plan to use Iwo Jima for marine training exercises next month, but officials in Tokyo say they are against the idea and want the island cleaned up so that people can live there again. And a suggestion from the U.S. ambassador to Thailand that America might like to reopen some military bases there didn't go over too well with Thai officials. They say they don't want any foreign troops or bases in their country. The man who is charged with the assassination attempt against President Reagan will be going on trial just 1 week from today. John Hinckley Jr. has admitted that he fired the shots that wounded the president and three others back in March of 1981. White House says so far no decision has been made on whether the president will testify in that trial. in KSFX Sports. Defending champ New York Islanders, Chicago, Quebec, and Vancouver were all winners in the Stanley Cup playoffs last night. Thomas Smid meets Ellie Dibbs tonight in the opening match of the World's Champion Tennis Finals. That's happening at Dallas. Alberto Salazar won yesterday's Boston Marathon, set a new record while doing it. He was timed in 2 hours, 8 minutes, 53 seconds over the 26-plus mile course. And the NBA playoffs start tonight with Washington at New Jersey and Phoenix at Denver. Bay Area weatherman says the fair and warm temperatures will stay with us at least through tomorrow, with today's highs in the upper 70s and 80s. Right now it's 60 degrees in Oakland, 58 at San Francisco Airport.
I wonder if I should mention that.
What?
The Weather Bureau has a woman working over there now, so it's no more weatherman, it's weatherperson.
Oh, gee.
If you really want to get...
Did you ever talk with her?
I hate for any girl to, you know, do any sexist remarks.
Thanks.
Yes, I have. She's real, very pleasant.
Oh, good.
Seems to know her stuff. For a dumb girl, you know.
Real good. Real good, Dave. You got it now. It's 58 at San Francisco Airport, 59 in San Jose, 53 in Redwood City, 56 in Marin, and it's 55 degrees at KSFX San Francisco, 757.
And it was Stephen's turn today. He called in sick today. Maybe he'll be back tomorrow. We have to find out how bad his disease is this time. KSFX in San Francisco with the Bay Area's best rock and roll. Jim Morrison and the Doors.
on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm.
This is Greg Kinn. Here are the principles. KSFX, FM, rock and roll, Bay Area. Do it now.
Greg Kinn Band and testify at 8:06 in the morning. Dave Kinnon for Stephen Capon. What looks like is going to be one of the most beautiful days of the year, and I believe you can quote us on that. High today of 80. It's 55 and sunny in the city right now.
Over here, you can observe the various means of transportation used by our forefathers. They had...
Imagine yourself touring a museum 200 years in the future.
What is this interesting-looking device?
That was a motorbike.
Motorbike?
It was called the Honda Urban Express.
The Honda Urban Express.
How unusual.
Yes, it was considered quite stylish.
Stylish?
Stylish.
It was designed for great comfort. Notice the higher handlebars and the plush seat.
Ah.
Was superior design the reason for its popularity?
No, it was fun.
Fun?
Fun.
And it got up to 100 miles to the gallon.
Gallons of what?
We don't know.
The Honda Urban Express. See it at your Honda dealer. It's fun.
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 Mileage based on EPA type tests for city riding. Your mileage may vary.
When Matthews has a car stereo sale, it really means something. And one of our biggest sales of the year is drawing to a close. So you better hurry to Matthews to get in on these great deals or they'll be long gone before you get here. For example, a Sanyo Auto Reverse In-Dash AM-FM cassette with full-size door mount speakers, just $99. Or you can buy a Pioneer for the same low price. We even have Alpine stereo cassette decks starting at an incredible $99. Sanyo's high-power stereo deck with Dolby noise reduction, auto reverse, and a big 20 watts with our most popular speakers. What a system for only $176. That's less than the other guys charge you for just the deck. A 7-band Pioneer 30-watt equalizer is $99 while they last. Installation available right here 7 days a week. It's happening now at Matthews. Use your bank card or American Express. Open weekdays and Saturdays till 9, Sundays till 6. 6400 Mission Street, top of the hill, Daly City.
Get more out of today.
East Bay Today. You can tell who reads it. It's the person heading straight for the top.
I read East Bay Today every day. That may be one of the reasons I just got promoted. Their business section gave me insights on my field even my management didn't have.
Get more out of today.
And today gave me terrific advice on handling my personal finances. It cut through the retirement account clutter and took a stand. Actually told me which IRA was best.
Get more news and more time to use it today.
Best of all, their writing style is direct, lively, intelligent, and very businesslike. Like me.
When it comes to business, no one does the job better than East Bay Today. On your way up, reach for the peach today.
Get more out today.
Today. 104 KSFX at 9 minutes after 8 o'clock with Tom Petty.
Somehow we get around it.
Never.
Never.
That's Aerosmith on 104 KSFX. Cape and couldn't this morning, so I did. This is Dave Kent in for Steven. It's, did I already say it's 8:17? I don't know if I can or not, really. I'm still finding out. This should be Rainbows, Stone Cold on KSFX.
faster, I'll be on top. You be right down there, looking up. And I might wave, come up here, but I don't see you waving now. I'm way down here, wondering how I'm gonna get to you, but I know now. I'll just try.
On May 3rd, KSFX will have spent 11 years of broadcasting some of the best rock and roll music in San Francisco. Beginning April 22nd at 6 a.m., KSFX presents When the Music's Over, The Last 11 Days. Starting with 1971, the first year KSFX signed on as a rock radio station, and continuing through the next 11 years, we're going to make our last days as rock radio something to remember, with the music, events, and magic that made KSFX and San Francisco radio special. When the Music's Over, The Last 11 Days. On KSFX.
I think what we should do is take a picture of everybody in this room this morning and send them out to anybody who wants to get into radio so they can see what rock radio does to you. What a pleasant looking crew.
Yes.
Talk about definitive burnout, you know. It's 26 after 8 o'clock, it looks like. And Rosie Allen's here with a look at this morning's news. Rosie?
Thank you, Dave. White House and other budget negotiators are still trying to work out a compromise to cut the 1983 deficit. So far, though, negotiators say they've reached only broad understandings. Vice President George Bush says that the Ground Zero anti-nuclear movement has led to a better understanding of the administration's own position on reducing the dangers of nuclear warfare. Bush says that President Reagan also wants arms reductions. Secretary of State Al Haig is back in Washington today after 5 days of talks in Argentina about the Falkland crisis. Haig called the bargaining arduous and said that he is not sure whether his peace effort will succeed. And it looks like it's not, because in Buenos Aires, the military junta is meeting to talk over the Falklands crisis. And it was learned earlier this morning that the British have said no to the Haig plan. Argentine newspapers say that it's a dead-end street. Winter is still hanging on in parts of the U.S. today. Parts of northern plains are buried under almost a foot of snow. And down in the south, thunderstorms dropped 4 inches of rain and hail as big as baseball balls in parts of Texas and in Louisiana. Latest word on personal income is out this morning and is showing a slight increase over the March numbers. Increased unemployment benefits and military pay helped boost those figures. And on the other side, Americans are not spending as much as was expected, and economists are suggesting that that means the recession may go on a lot longer. I'll have a look at Bay Area weather after this.
Peggy Fleming!
Hi, kids. This country air is so fresh.
My gum tastes so stale.
Try new Fresh Pack Trident. It's sealed airtight to guarantee freshness.
It does taste fresh. And soft.
And 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed recommend sugarless gum for their patients who chew gum.
Here's Mom.
Fresh air.
And fresh tasting Trident.
New Fresh Pack Trident. Guaranteed fresh or manufacturer will replace. Recommended by moms like Peggy Fleming who care about teeth.
From Jensen Farley Pictures, Tom Sullivan is a singer.
Carry on!
A lover.
So I got lucky a couple times.
Couple of times. Compared to you, the rape of Sabine women is like a casual afternoon outing.
And a daredevil. Yeah! He's an all-American guy. except for one thing.
Your friend is blind?
More or less.
Then why was he driving?
Because he's the only one who's sober.
If you could see what I hear, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Starts Friday at a theater near you. See your newspaper for showtimes.
Bay Area weather will be fair and warmer all the way through tomorrow, with highs today in the upper 70s to mid-80s, then back down to the 40s and 50s overnight. Right now it's 60 degrees in Oakland, 58 at San Francisco Airport, 59 in San Jose, 53 in Redwood City, 56 in Marin, and it's 55 degrees at 8:29 or 8:30. I can't read the clock.
I got 8:29 and 42 seconds.
Good.
At KSFX with the various best rock and roll. Thanks, Rosie. I'll see you again soon, I'm sure.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things ain't doing awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
It's my generation, baby. Why don't you all fade away? Don't try and dig what we all say. Cause a big sensation.
Talking
about my
generation.
What we all
talking about my generation.
Try to cause a big sensation.
Talking about my
generation.
This is my generation,
baby. My generation. People try. Put us to
death.
Just because we could get around.
Things
ain't doing awful.
Everybody
die before I get old.
Well, her hairdo ain't quite as nice as Tommy James always was, but it's okay. We'll keep it. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts and Crimson and Clover. It's 8:36 at KSFX. This is Dave Kennan for Stephen Capen with Van Halen.
And I'm You don't believe the hurt doesn't show, but the pain.
lot better about everything, don't it, though? Right on there. Fight the good fight from Triumph. That's what we're doing here. It's 9 minutes before nine at KSFX.
I'm Lee Iacocca. If a manufacturer doesn't have enough confidence in the quality of what he makes, he doesn't have the right to ask you to buy it. Me, I'm in the car business. I've been saying for a long time the cars that Chrysler makes are as good, if not better, than anything coming out of America, Europe, or Japan. Now, to show you the confidence we have in the quality of our products, right now, when you buy any new Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge American-built passenger car, Chrysler will protect your investment three ways. One, a 5-year or 50,000-mile protection plan on the engine and powertrain. Two, 5 years or 50,000 miles of rust-through protection on the outside of the car. And three, 5 years or 50,000 miles of free scheduled maintenance. Now, that's confidence. Let's face it, if we don't believe in our products, why should you? So, if you can find better protection, take it. If you can find a better car, buy it.
Deductible may be required on engine powertrain plan. Protection plans are limited warranties. All plans are for 5 years or 50,000 miles, whichever comes first. See dealer for details.
I was working in the mountains for the good old Rio Grande. Baking in the summer sun, laying track by hand. At the end of one hot day, the cook let out a cry. Our supply of cores had gone bone dry.
Every railroad man laying track up here
deserves a fresh taste of Coors, that satisfying Coors beer. Well, the crew all worked like madmen. We laid track to the nearest bar, cleaned them out of Coors, then left on our hand car.
Every railroad man laying track up here
deserves a fresh taste of Coors, that satisfying Coors beer.
Taste the high country.
Taste the high country. Taste Coors. Brewed with pure Rocky Mountain spring water by the Adolph Coors Company, Golden, Colorado.
You're the kind of person that cares a lot about what your ears are exposed to. Stereo Showcase has the systems you want, the best in what is new. We've got every sound that can be found to create that atmosphere. A Stereo Showcase, the difference is music to your ears. That's quite a difference.
You'll find Stereo Showcase on Tennessee Street in Vallejo. On May 3rd, KSFX will have spent 11 years of broadcasting some of the best rock and roll music in San Francisco. Beginning April 22nd at 6 a.m., KSFX presents When the Music's Over, The Last 11 Days. Starting with 1971, the first year KSFX signed on as a rock radio station, and continuing through the next 11 years, we're going to make our last days as rock radio something to remember, with the music, events, and magic that made KSFX and San Francisco radio special. When the Music's Over, The Last 11 Days. On KSFX.
If I were you, I'd start looking for a good deal on a tape player. It's going to be all over soon for us. It's 8:55 at KSFX. We're not bitter, though, right, Rosie?
That's correct. I'm not.
Me neither. Louie's not either.
No, because Louie will be
not about that
here.
Anyway. She's just mad at life in general today. Thanks a lot. So Rosie has a look at this morning's news.
I sure do, Dave. British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher has said no to the latest Argentine proposal to head off a possible war over the Falkland Islands. Thatcher says the plan falls short in some important aspects. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister and Foreign Secretary Francis Pym will be in Washington this Thursday to bring over a British counterproposal for solving the crisis. And the Organization of American States is meeting in Washington this morning, and Argentina has asked that organization to take its side in the dispute with the British. White House will hold a ceremony today to commemorate the deaths of 6 million Jews in Nazi concentration camps during World War II. Today's ceremony is part of a week-long Holocaust commemoration here in the U.S. Battle of the Budget is still going on in Washington, and so far it's not even close to being wrapped up. President Reagan has plans to meet today with Republican leaders of Congress while budget negotiators continue talking about the 1983 plan. Reagan administration has made it harder for U.S. citizens to travel to Cuba. The latest plan threatens most Americans with fines and even prison sentences for visiting the island. The Russians say they plan to send up an unmanned space station that would be Soyuz 7. That's part of a planned joint French and Soviet manned venture, which is set for this summer. And in Houston, NASA announced the names of the first American woman and the first black scheduled to go into space. Dr. Sally Ride will be on board the seventh space shuttle mission next year, and Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Guy Bluford will be in the crew of the eighth. A report published in Washington this morning says that the U.S. will sell about $30 billion worth of arms this year. And in case you're counting, that's about $8 worth of weapons for every man, woman, and child on Earth. And the folks at Great America say that the two unexplained stalls that wore down the drive tires on a roller coaster, in fact, caused Sunday's accident in which 17 people were injured. A park official says, however, there were two routine shutdowns on the Whizzer before the accident occurred. Bay Area weather and sports. KSFX Sports this morning. I always forget that it is sports before the weather. Both Bay Area baseball teams lost yesterday. The Minnesota Twins beat the Oakland A's 5-2. San Diego Padres 13. San Francisco Giants 6. Atlanta Braves are hoping to become the first major league team in nearly a century to win their first 12 games. Braves now have an 11-game streak going into tonight and will be hosting the Cincinnati Reds. Meanwhile, the Chicago White Sox are going after their ninth straight win tonight against the New York Yankees, so there's a whole lot of interest in those two games. Defending champ New York Islanders, Chicago, Quebec, and Vancouver were all winners in the Stanley Cup playoffs last night. And in the NBA, playoffs will start tomorrow night with Washington at New Jersey and Phoenix at Denver. Bay Area weather says fair and warmer all the way through tomorrow, with highs today in the upper 70s to mid-80s, then back down to 40s and 50s. Overnight. Right now it is 60 degrees in Oakland, 58 at San Francisco Airport, 59 in San Jose, 53 in Redwood City, it's 56 in Marin, and 55 degrees at 9 o'clock, KSFX San Francisco.
With the Bay Area's best rock and roll, and that includes Thin Lizzy, and I think what we're going to do is go commercial free for about 35, maybe 40 minutes, because I think somebody in the sales department just brought some food in. We'll be right back.
won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again.
Nobody give a damn when you shine on your love.